Thick Naidu, East Coast Radio.
Happy Wednesday, and in this week's edition of Normalize, we're talking pets. We do Normalize every Wednesday, and I put out a scenario, and then we decide if we should normalize this culture or not, or if it's cancelled. There must be a pretty cool thing about the place you work, some perks. I have worked at a few places before where people would bring their kids to work. I'm not sure how I feel about that. There's a survey that I came across, and it found out that people were willing to take pay cuts, as much as a 20% pay cut, if they were allowed to bring their pets to work. I know, right? Now, if you had a cute pet, I'm all down for it, but if it's a cat, it's going to really make me feel all sorts of anxious. We know that pets are stress relievers. We also know that they're just like us, and a lot of pets have enjoyed lockdown because they're getting to spend a lot more time with their owners. And, you know, they have anxiety, they have abandonment issues, they have depression, they have all those things. And I think a lot of people are worried what happens when you do finally go back to normal and you do get to go to work and your pet gets left behind. Now, we want to know from you. Our WhatsApp number is 061-792-9495. Should we normalize bringing our pets to work, or do you think it's going to be a distraction?
Hi Vic, it's Nikki here. Andre's gone back to work.
Is Andre the
And
group?
We have two little guinea fowl, and the one thinks he's human. He's like Andre's baby.
Aww.
And I'm sure he'd love to take him to work. But he's the most jealous little guinea fowl ever. I can't even sit near Andre. But I'm sure he'd love him at work. He doesn't like his boss.
I wouldn't mind if you bring your cute puppy to work, but a guinea fowl is pushing it for me. So is a snake. Spush says, pets should stay where they belong. Imagine your parrot makes a noise while you're trying to win a client. I mean, yes, you know, you got to be a focused queen at work.
Hey, Vic, I definitely think we should normalize bringing pets to work. Mm. For one, I work every single day, Monday to Friday. I hardly get to see my doggy. And when I get home, he is all over me, barking, licking my face. And I feel so guilty in a way. Mm. And I feel if we have to take pets to work, they're not a distraction at all. All they need to do is, if they're in your company, they absolutely love it. I think personally, I'll even work more productively. So definitely, thank you.
So not quite the same as bringing your kids to work, because with your kids, you're going to have to keep them entertained, feed them. A puppy can do its own thing. Should we normalize bringing pets to work, or do you think it's going to be a distraction? 061-792-9495.
Hey, so this is not a pet to work, it's pet to school. My little brother, when he was in grade one, he used to sneak his snake to school by tucking his shirt into his shorts and putting the snake like around his body in his shirt, and it would sleep there, and he would take it to school like that so that my mum didn't know.
The teacher, the kids, your brother.
Hi Vic, it's Samantha. I do think that we need to normalize bringing pets to work, because my dogs actually make a good shredder. So it'll save my company from buying shredding machines, and they won't be a hassle as long as they got things to shred.
Clever idea.
So yeah.
I'm actually clutching my imaginary pearls, going back to Amy's story about her brother smuggling his pet snake into school.
Hi Vic Naidu, it's Spazzy here.
Spazzy!
I don't think we should bring pets to work, because what if you bring your cats and I bring my dog, and then someone's going to bring a snake and someone's going to bring an iguana, and then you're going to have like a zoo in the office. If you have 100 people and all of them bring pets, where are we going to keep those pets? And also, who's going to clean after them? So the person who cleans the office now has to sweep dog poo and dog pee from the carpets.
Oh, it's busy.
It's just not functional. But it's not functional.
You mean you've literally addressed all the problems?
Sure, Vic. It's Mageti from Bloom.
Hey.
My guy, pets should stay at home. Imagine a snake. Some people have weird pets.
Yes.
Imagine someone bringing their snake or their pig or a goat to work. And me being afraid of spiders, I wouldn't want to work with someone who brings their pet spider to work.
I actually know someone who has a whole farm animal farm going on at their house.
I work on bringing pets to work. For me, it's a big no-no, because it would lead to you not concentrating on your work because your pet is at work. No way.
Hi, East Coast Radio. My name is Leila. I'd just like to say I don't think that it's a very good idea that you take your pet to work. Uh-huh. Essentially, it's going to be a new environment with new smells and new sounds and new everything, and your pet is not going to be used to that. Then, say a client comes in and your dog starts barking at the client because he doesn't know the client. Or, say, he has an accident in the office and your entire office smells like dog dookie. So, yeah, just think about that. And there's maybe a lot of pros, but there's also a lot of cons if you think about it. Gets snagged on a wire and pulls down your entire desktop computer, your boss will have a hissy fit. So, yeah, just saying. Thanks.
Also, yeah, what if other people are allergic? Yeah, good point, Leila.
Hey, Vic, welcome to Durban. I'm really loving your show.
Thank you.
I would love to bring my babies to work, but they're pugs and they are super clingy, and they would insist on sitting on my lap all day long. So I really would not get any work done.
Pugs love attention. All right, so we asked our robot man to tally all the votes for Normalize this week, and we have reached a decision. Mr. Robot Man, we need to actually find a name for him. Should we normalize bringing pets to work, or will it be a distraction?
Go. Vic 92, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.